Hello, and welcome to the Wave Oven Recipes podcast with your host, Darnell, giving you the latest when it comes to cooking gadgets and fun in the kitchen. This is episode number 5, Induction Cooking and New Wave Brio 14Q, all about induction cooktops and the new Wave Brio 14Q, and also about induction cookware. So what are induction cooktops? They use induction coils to create a magnetic field, and that makes heat on steel and iron pots. Basically, they're flat, usually round, or they can be square, induction cooktops are. And inside of them are these induction coils, and they only heat steel or iron pots and pans. Basically, anything that's magnetic, they heat up. And they don't heat anything else, which is the real innovative and cutting edge host science of the whole thing. So basically these things, they lower your gas bill if you have gas range burners, they'll lower your electric bill if you have electric range burners, because they don't make any excess heat. They only heat the bottom of that induction cooktop ready pot or pan. You have to use induction cooktop ready cookware with them. And basically, they have different size pots and pans that are induction ready and have the metal bottom. Usually there's a little symbol on the box of the cookware that says that it's induction ready, or you could try a magnet on the bottom. Or if you have like cast iron cookware, that's gonna get heated as well through the induction cooker. So basically, induction cooktops, you can get a lot of different benefits from them, because You need a magnetic metal on the bottom of the cookware to use it. And you're not going to have to worry about with other pans where they make excess heat all over the pan, all over what you're cooking in. There's a lot of excess heat that's made when you're using like gas or you're using like electric. They heat like the whole pan. They send excess heat in the room. It'll make your room hot. And it's making your room hot because that's a lot of excess energy, a lot of excess money that's being basically spent around your room unnecessarily. You can get conduction cooktops that have varying wattage ranges. Some of them you can adjust the wattage range. And you can get induction cooktops that are portable, like myself, although my house has the old gas burner system, I've gone over to induction cooktops, so can basically turn the gas off, don't have to spend any more money on the gas bill for cooking purposes. And basically the induction cooktops use a lot less energy. And as I mentioned, the induction cooktops that I have are portable. And so like I have the New Wave Pick induction cooktops. Those make it real easy. They're portable. They can use them basically on any outlet. So I can use them in different parts of the kitchen if I don't want to use them over the range. Although I've turned all the burners off, basically turned the gas off, so nothing can cook on my gas cooktop. You're not supposed to use these pick cooktops on a range because of, you might accidentally turn your range on, but in my case, I've got my range totally turned off from the source of gas, so I'm not gonna have anything coming out of those. So I can basically use mine basically anywhere in my kitchen I want. The New Wave type of pick induction cooktops, they come in different sizes, different wattage ranges. And so you can use different sizes pots and pans based on your need. I personally prefer the bigger sized induction cooktops, like the little New Wave Pick Flex I've done a video on. It's not very good because it's so small. It's only gonna heat small pots and pans, whereas the New Wave Pick Pro, it's gonna heat much larger pots and pans and more the size of things that you're gonna probably actually make. You're gonna need something like a New Wave Pick Pro, or you might find like the titanium or other types of larger New Wave Pick induction cooktops. If you're wanting to get some others, there's others made by other makers and brands. You can even get like you can replace your entire kitchen cooktop if you want with just induction, if that's the route you want to go. That's also a possibility. It costs a lot more. I found just getting like the New Wave type of cooktops is a lot more of an economical option for switching over than getting basically every burner changed out in your whole kitchen, unless that's the route you desire to go. I'm usually not cooking 4 things at once, so I don't need 4 burners on a full induction cooktop. I'm usually just using a limited number of pots at a time when I'm doing my cooktop cooking. So with the induction cooktops, there's no open flame, so they're much safer. Since they're only heating that pot, it's a lot safer because you don't have to worry about an open flame or about kids catching fire from an open flame. You can touch anywhere usually around the cooktop other than where the pan is itself, and you know, it's like totally cool usually. The induction cooktops usually have an auto shut off via a timer. So that's really nice because with usual gas and electric cooktops, you start cooking something and it's just gonna cook forever, you know, could burn your whole house down and it's still trying to cook. Whereas with these induction cooktops, like the ones that New Wave has and maybe some other makers, you can set a timer. So it's only gonna cook for a limited amount of time. They also have technology built in to try and handle any spillover control or burning control to try and help you not burn your house down. So way safer for your house when you have induction cookers, and you have induction cookers that have these safety controls built in. The induction cooktops also offer precise temperature control. I mean, I can heat something like butter to 100 degrees perfectly if that's what I want to do. I can set it to 100 degrees. I can set it to 115 if I want. I can basically do things like heat my queso real nice and easy. It's real hard to do something like to heat cheese on like a stovetop or chocolate on a stovetop with these induction cookers, because you can get the temperature setting so low and so precise. You can heat up things like a queso real nice and easy with no problems at all. Now, these induction cooktops, they're not good if you're on a pacemaker on oxygen. Because of the magnetic field that's made, they don't recommend anyone with a pacemaker be around them. Also, just because it's a heating source, it's just a general, I think, maybe legal liability recommendation that the manufacturers recommend that you not be around these types of cookers if you're on oxygen. So those are cautions there, and I think, you know, those are probably good warnings to heed to stay away from these if you're on a pacemaker or oxygen. These induction cooktops, though, they also have, many of them have programs that you can set. You can set programs for, you know, cooking something in different stages and different periods of time at different temperatures. That makes cooking something that you have to do different settings for very easy. You can't really do this type of stuff with your old types of cookers, your old types of stoves and ranges. So that's basically all that I wanted to talk about regarding the induction cooktop game. You can find some videos on my YouTube channel. If you just go to waveovenrecipes.com, that's waveovenrecipes.com. You can see some videos there about induction cooking and actually putting them to use. So now I want to talk about the New Wave Brio 14Q Air Fryer Oven. This is a new product from New Wave. I'm still waiting for mine to come in at the moment. And as soon as it does come in, Lord willing, I'll start working on the review video for that and get that out to you. But the New Wave Brio 14Q, you may know about the old New Wave Brio line of air fryers, and those are some highly regarded. They are, by some groups, the highest rated air fryers out there. But now they've got a new 14Q air fryer oven. And it's the 14Q because it's a 14 quart cooker. So it's pretty big. It's got like three levels, three rack levels for racks. It's a top-down cooker. The heat source is on the top, like with other air fryer ovens. It has a rotisserie. It has 100 built-in programs, so you can program food to whatever you want it to be, you know, as far as their programs are concerned. But it also has another 100 programmable options. So like, they have 100 built-in programs that are already preset, and then there's another 100 that you can set to what you want. So that basically you have a total of 200 programs, 100 always locked in that are set by them, plus another 100 you can make whatever you want and customize. The New Wave Brio 14Q also has wattage control, so you can control how much power it's drawing. Let's say you're in an RV on limited power, you can set the power wattage down to what you need. Also, if you're in a house that maybe has some power issues, you want to set the power low, you can set the wattage control down, or you can set it up to the highest if you want to use the highest wattage setting for it. And so, you know, that offers a lot of flexibility as far as controlling the cooker. There's also a meat probe on the cooker. You can basically use the meat probe to cook to temperature. So you can cook your food to the perfect temperature that you want. That offers you the ability to always get your meals to come out perfect in the end because you've cooked to the perfect meat temperature that you want it. And so this makes cooking a lot more convenient and easy. You can't use the meat probe on the rotisserie. There's nobody that makes a meat probe that necessarily works on the rotisserie unless you use like the, I think it's the Meter wireless meat probe. You probably could use that to measure your temperature while something's spinning in a rotisserie. But that's not going to stop your food for you automatically at the set temperature. But basically, the Neway Brio 14Q air fryer oven seems like a really nice cooker. Has a lot of nice features. I'm just basically waiting for it to come in, and then I'll basically get right into the actual review video where I'll offer a whole lot of details on it and show basically how to use it as fully as I possibly can. And so basically be sure to look out for that over at the Wave Oven Recipes YouTube channel. And you can always get there by going to waveovenrecipes.com. You can also always get written recipes from my blog over at superwaveovenrecipes.com. I started that blog way before the YouTube channel, so there's way more recipes on superwaveovenrecipes.com than there are even videos on the Wave Oven Recipes YouTube channel. You can also find me on Twitter and Instagram at Wave Oven Recipes. You can always support on Patreon at patreon.com/waveovenrecipes. Also, there's the Amazon shop, amazon.com/shop/waveovenrecipes. And so I ask that you please give this a favorable review on your favorite podcasting service. Share this podcast with your friends. And I wish you all good eating. This podcast is continually produced as long as the Lord wills on Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time.